I am Danica Morgan Palermo and I am honored to say a few words about my uncle. I saw my uncle last week, November 2, 2019, a few days before he passed away on the 26th day of the month. They came here at Bukidnon from Cotabato together with my other uncles and cousins because we went to the cemetery to visit my grandmother that has passed away. My uncle was different than the rest of our family. He was very nice to me. He always says good things about me. Every time I saw him when we were visiting at their place, he would tell me a joke before saying hi and would laugh so hard you could hear him from a mile away. He always had a smile on his face and you could tell he loved life. We spent our 2017 summer vacation together with my older sister at their place, and living with his guidance as our parents is really worth treasuring. One day, Uncle and I had lovely conversations when we visited at their place. And that time, I became aware of four extraordinary things that I want to share with you today. The first was his sense of humor. He was a man who loved to make people laugh. He told everyone he met the silliest and corniest jokes. And as he got older, he often repeated the same jokes. But I continued to laugh as hard as the first time I heard them, because his face would light up, his eyes would sparkle, and he'd slap his knee while chuckling so hard at his own joke. The second extraordinary thing about my uncle was his determination at his work. He always works hard to supply the needs of his family. I could still remember when they delivered their products to the market. Even though it was raining, he still dares to go to the market riding his motorcycle. The third extraordinary thing I witnessed in my uncle was his love of family. He loved his five children more than anything. They remained his priority even after they had grown to adulthood, with a father-son relationship evolving into a beautiful friendship with the man he was most proud of. I witnessed my uncle's love of family as I watched him and his siblings organize multiple family reunions. He loved those reunions, surrounded by those he cared for the most. His wife, his children, his brothers and sister, everyone's spouses, nieces, and nephews. Memories of those reunions feel like they were just yesterday. Uncle leading the meetings, manning the grill, and helping the kids dig at the ground to play coins. He's a very loving father and uncle. And when I was yet younger, I could still remember receiving gifts from him every Christmas. Even though my uncle was rarely in town for long, he made an effort to visit our family often. He cared about us a lot and never wanted to lose touch. Lastly is Uncle Nell's extraordinary faith. I truly believe that this is what he would want to be remembered for more than anything else. Uncle had an unwavering belief in the certainty that he was saved, that he was a born-again child of God, and his deeply personal relationship with Christ sustained him in all things and brought him great comfort. Every night before bed, Uncle recited the Lord's Prayer to my aunt, and I know that she too received great comfort in that. And it wasn't enough for him to know that he had been saved. He was profoundly concerned about the spiritual welfare of his family and friends. He worked tirelessly as a servant of Christ, tasked with ensuring that all those he encountered had heard the good news. Uncle Onel knew without a doubt that God was his Father Almighty, and he knew that the sacrificial death of Christ atoned for his sins. And because Uncle had been baptized in the name of Jesus, he was assured of the promise of eternal life, where he would be reunited with those who had gone before him. I would like to imagine that at the moment of his death, this past week, November 26, 2019. They met an accident with my cousin 9 at the evening. They were from a birthday celebration because his friend asked him to go. At their way back home, he was the one driving his own motorcycle and met an accident. He was once at the side of our beloved grandfather and all of his siblings who'd gone before him, and most importantly welcomed by Christ with open arms, who patted him on the back and said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, well done." He is the person that inspired me to excel in school and gain my own degree. Thanks to him, I have drive that I know will help me excel in anything I want to do. This is partly because Uncle showed me that with proper goal setting and a commitment to success, anything is possible. Uncle also showed me that even when things go wrong, you can often set them right again with a calm head and a good sense of humor. Thank you, Uncle, for remembering your family and for showing each and every one of us that we can do anything we set our hearts and minds to. I will miss you dearly, and I know that Aunt will too.